Welcome to this season of Limited Appeal.
This.
Welcome to episode Celebrity Tits. The movie.
I love it. I can't wait. Spin the tunes, Billie Eilish.
Thank you, Billy. Billium?
Billium Eilish.
Welcome to our brand new contest. It's called Who's That Bird Celebrity Edition.
Oh.
So you're
celebrity
gonna,
birds.
You're going to hear the sound of a celebrity, and you have to either name who the celebrity is or provide a description or something. And this is a special kind of contest. So there's only 1 point given out for whoever's closest to who it is.
Huh. What do we have to do?
You just have to listen to the celebrity and guess who it is.
Is it a bird?
It's a non-bird.
Ah, okay.
Are these celebrities making bird noises?
Well, every round might be different. You never know.
Okay.
Here's the first Who's That Word Celebrity Edition.
The
this is so stupid.
How do I stop it? It won't stop. It's on repeat.
So this is a celebrity making this noise?
Yes.
Okay. What's their task here, saying who it is and why they make this noise or what?
No, for Celebrity Edition, you just have to say who it is, or you can describe the person or the non-bird, or, you know, whatever you think will get you that golden celebrity point for the round.
Okay. I'd hazard a guess. Okay. I think this is T-Mom. He's famous.
Yeah.
Kind of sounded like T-Mom to me.
This is John trying not to win the reach around again.
Yeah. He is a non-bird,
so I do qualify.
I'm pretty sure about that. Yeah.
That's a far better guess than I have. So you might still be in line for a reach around, John.
I should tell people the winner of this contest will receive a reach around. By the loser of the contest. Thank you.
I feel like I need another 5 seconds of the clip.
Yeah, I thought that might give it away.
Yeah. Maybe you're overestimating my ability.
Well, I thought T-Bone or John would get it.
So it's not an entomologist. Is that what you're saying to me?
I don't think you're good at identifying entomologists by sound.
How many celebrity entomologists are there?
Oh!
You just insulted Luke.
Maybe I'm just really out of the loop, but I'm not aware of the celebrity entomologist. That's why I was just asking.
So E.O. Wilson is one, surely.
Emo?
E.O.
I've never heard of them.
It's initials.
What does it stand for?
Edward O. I don't know his middle name.
Maybe the best would be if his middle name was actually just the letter O.
And his first name was the initials E, but it stands for E-I-E-I.
So what's your guess?
My guess? I don't know. There's not enough to go on there. Nicolas Cage. Because he's famous.
There you go.
I don't know how I'm going to pick this. This is hard.
Well, it's going to be easy because I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
This sounds like Robert Downey Jr. Hmm. That's who I think it is.
That's a pretty good guess.
Is it the right guess?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Okay, this first non-bird celebrity was none other than tennis legend Stefan Edberg from Sweden.
Yeah.
Wow.
Master of the servant volley.
What was he talking about at the time?
He was stumbling. He was trying to think. I think it was an interview he had with Boris Becker, who was his number one rival at the back in the day. And then
I was going to say, is he into tennis or volleyball?
He'd probably be really good at volleyball.
Yeah, got at least two of the key skills.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm surprised no one got it outright.
What year was this interview from? Oh,
it was recent. It was a recent interview. Like,
wow.
So I don't want to get too inside baseball here, but maybe we could peek behind the curtain, Warren, and ask you about what aspect of finding an obscure 2-second clip of an obscure 20-year-old tennis legend and then playing it back to us you thought would be super entertaining for everyone?
Well, first of all, I take issue with you calling any part of this obscure. If you knew me back in my university days, this was one of my three impressions that I would do for people. I would do Stefan Edberg after a point finishes and him walking to do his next serve.
Okay, please perform it.
Well, okay. Ready?
Yep.
There. I also thought he's from Sweden, and this, you know, the limited appeal Sweden tour is happening later this year. I thought that might be a good kickoff for it.
Yep. And I still Very didn't nice. Get it. I didn't hear the sort of Scandinavian tones.
Well, again, any part that he was talking, he's like, so I'm like, well, we can't use that. That'll give it away.
I love that you found the 1 second where we can't tell what nationality he is. I think it's brilliant that you found the 1 second. And I'm like, this has to be Robert Downey Jr. It can't be anybody else.
You know, the more you keep talking about it, I'm almost convinced it's Robert Downey Jr.
Right? Listen,
maybe
back.
It's Luke maybe is, it's Stefan Edberg doing a Robert Downey Jr. impression.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
What?
Yeah.
So who gets the point?
Okay, Luke gets the point. I think Nicolas Cage is actually quite a large tennis fan.
Is he Swedish?
I think he's part Swedish.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Nice. One step closer to a reach around.
Well, stay tuned for round two of Who's That Word Celebrity Edition. That's the end of the show.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To hear more, check out our website, limitedappeal.net. We're on iTunes and MySpace.
And email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
In case you were expecting something, this is what you get.
Fuck you guys. I'm out of here. E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
I sent our latest episode to Haas. I said, Haas, you're going to like this one. And he's like, oh, thanks for reminding me. I haven't listened in a few years.
Oh, that hurts.